first nation to successfully weaponize and mass produce deadly pathogens was Great Britain during the start of World War II, soon followed by the United States, Germany, France, and Japan. While many nations mass produced them, Japan was notorious for deploying biological weapons, killing almost 500,000 Chinese soldiers and civilians in several military campaigns, including the 1940 bombing of Ningbo, China, when Japan's secret bioweapons unit 731 dropped ceramic bombs full of living fleas carrying the bubonic plague. German pharmaceutical company IG Farben Bayer conducted fatal human experiments on prisoners and killed over 1 million people with its cyanide-based Zyklon B. The U.S. established their own bioweapons program at Fort Detrick, Maryland in 1942, and by the end of the war, brand new facilities were completed for mass production of anthrax and other bioweapons. After the war, the directors of IG Farben were punished at the Nuremberg trials, but the scientists were secretly absorbed into America's bioweapons program. Japan was planning to attack the city of San Diego, California, with weaponized plague, but they surrendered 3 weeks prior to the scheduled attack. And while Japanese researchers arrested by Soviet forces were tried for war crimes, those captured by the United States were secretly given immunity in exchange for working with the U.S. bioweapons team. Long after World War II, the U.S. bioweapons program continued to expand with the help of Japanese and German war criminals. And in 1969, the U.S. government officially terminated their offensive biological weapons program, continuing on with a defensive biological weapons program, which was nothing more than a change of language ahead of the Biological Weapons Convention in 1972. The U.S. would continue to experiment with and produce deadly pathogens, but now under the guise of defense, and mostly defense against Russia. Of all the nations involved in bioweapons research, Russia factors in very little. The U.S. government claims that the Soviet Union had the biggest bioweapons program in history, but this is based solely on a mysterious 1979 anthrax leak and the lone testimony of Soviet defector Ken Alibek, who has also been absorbed into the U.S. bioweapons program, and who has helped the U.S. surround Russia with dangerous bioweapons labs. Russia is now releasing confiscated documents of the work that was being conducted in the NATO-backed biolabs they have secured in Ukraine. These labs were allegedly developing genetically engineered bioweapons to target specific Slavic people, and experimenting with ways of spreading pathogens via bats, ticks, lice, and fleas, like the work Japan's Unit 731 was doing before being secretly brought into the U.S. Meanwhile, Bill Gates is currently allowed to release hundreds of millions of genetically modified mosquitoes within the United States as some sort of disease control experiment. You can say what you want about Vladimir Putin in Russia, but they aren't the ones waging war against the people of the West. That would be the World Economic Forum, the big banks, and their lackeys of the Great Reset agenda. After the U.S. government sanctioned all the Russian people, Putin responded by only targeting a few known criminals of the Great Reset cabal, as if sending a message to the Americans that we share the same enemies. Whereas the global elites are working towards destroying the nation states, Russia is reinventing the nation state. Russia hopes to be the world's biggest producer of organic farming, while the globalists are pushing for genetically modified foods, bugs, and synthetic meat. The globalists are actively destroying the family down to the mother's womb, while Russia seeks to build a society based on family and Christian values. The Russian government provides fallout shelters for the civilian population to potentially survive a nuclear war. And the U.S. government has absolutely nothing for the people. We are on our own. but FEMA reminds us to remain socially distanced while our government robs us blind and starts a nuclear war. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
Thank you for watching the latest Greg Reese Report. Be sure to go to reesereport.com to see my latest videos, sign up for my free newsletter, and subscribe for exclusive content. And be sure to support my sponsor at InfoWarsStore.com.